Leaders.
Reform in adversity. Raising Argentina. Javier Milei has made progress, but radical experiments with the currency could undo all his work.
When Argentina's president, Javier Milei, donned his leather jacket and belted out rock songs to a stadium last month, he cut an eccentric figure, and when he insults his country's Congress, a nest of rats, the governor of Buenos Aires province, a communist dwarf, and Spain's prime minister, the laughing stock of Europe, he comes across as just another boorish populist. Both characterizations have a grain of truth. Even so, by most economic measures, Mr. Milei is beating expectations. In December, as he took office, Argentina's economy was a tangle of rampant inflation and unsustainable price controls. To clean up, Mr. Milei slashed spending. The central bank stopped printing money to finance the deficit. As a result, Argentina has had fiscal surpluses for 5 months in a row. Inflation spiked after a sharp devaluation, but has since fallen to a monthly rate of 4.2% in May, the lowest in over 2 years. Mr. Milei's coalition has so few lawmakers in Congress that some analysts feared he might have pursued his agenda by sidelining Argentina's democratic institutions or wrecking them. Instead, after Mr. Milei's administration negotiated with legislators, the Senate passed 2 bills on June 13th to liberalize the economy, promote investment, and raise revenue. The lower house is expected to give its final approval soon. Mr. Milei's success so far rests on his unrelenting attacks on Argentina's establishment and unions, which have been sufficiently convincing and entertaining to keep his approval ratings above 50%. That has given him cover to keep reforming, even as spending cuts have caused a deep recession. His fanatical commitment to fiscal surpluses has underpinned the fall in inflation. Just as important, he has learned to compromise in order to get legislation through Congress. Yet Argentina's knot of economic failures will be devilishly difficult to untie, and the hardest part for Mr. Milei is still to come. Monthly inflation may creep up in June as energy prices rise. That will exacerbate fears over the Argentine peso, which once again appears to be overvalued. Mr. Milei angrily denies the currency is too strong. But the longer he ignores it, the greater the risk of a more damaging and inflationary devaluation later. Very soon, Mr. Milei must also decide on the future of the central bank and the peso. Argentina's awful history of inflation and default means it is right to explore new ways to anchor the economy. Yet on this front, Mr. Milei has so far offered monetary anarchy rather than a new order. On the campaign trail, he promised to dollarize the economy and blow up the central bank. Now he and his team talk of currency competition, whereby the peso would coexist with other currencies. But the details remain worryingly vague, and he still wants to close the central bank. All this uncertainty has costs. Investors do not want to sink cash into a country where the monetary system and currency are up for grabs. Mr. Milei still harbours radical visions, even if some on his team do not. In May, he declared that he wanted endogenous dollarization. Argentines could use dollars or pesos, but the supply of pesos would be fixed. When the economy grows, and thus needs more money to circulate, Argentines would therefore be forced to start using their own dollar savings. The peso, he said, would become a museum piece. This half-baked scheme raises more questions than it answers. It has never been tried elsewhere. Freezing the money supply could lead to deflation, or if the goal is to push people away from pesos entirely, even for transactions, then it could stoke inflation as the supply of pesos outstrips plummeting demand for them. The IMF, which has a $44 billion lending program to Argentina, seems worried. Mr. Milei has promised to tell the fund all about his monetary plans by the end of the month, but if endogenous dollarization survives, it would probably be less likely to lend his government new cash. Such a radical experiment is not just risky, it is also unnecessary. Across the Andes, Peru has the kind of currency competition that could work in Argentina. There, dollars are used alongside the sol. But, in contrast to Mr. Millet's plan, the central bank adjusts the supply of the sol and supports its use. Mr. Millet succeeded in Congress by compromising. To avoid squandering his hard-won gains, he needs to foster certainty and sanity by giving ground over the peso, too.